Nabila released of romantic and emotional works. The song carries the pop ballad genre with a sweet yet melancholic arrangement, strengthening the emotions contained in the song lyrics. The song tells about the bitterness of loving someone who already belongs to someone else, even though both of them have feelings for each other. Well, if you have enjoyed, let us know by Nabila Takia, entitled Terpata Terluka.
Yeah. For more details on the issue, tune into BOI Tall Building Help in Gaza, available on our YouTube channel, BOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
And added digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music clips, podcasts, video news, and various user interaction features in the game.
Voice of Indonesia.
service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and live streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: People on People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisaran, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Human, with his eyes reflecting a blank, meaningless look. His body is covered in black clothes, and a piece of gloss, a typical woven clothes of the Batak tribe, is flung over his shoulders. Meanwhile, on his head, he has a sotali, a kind of head covering. When the sound of music from the gondang, a traditional single-headed drum, starts to play, suddenly his sculpted body begins to move to the rhythm of the music. He is Sigali Gali, a unique wooden doll from Tomo Village on Samosir Island in the middle of Lake Toba in North Sumatra. Sigali Gali statue was not just born just like that. There is a long history that follows it, as told by local guide Anderson Sigiro. Sigali Gali is actually the story of a king's son. 600 years ago, there was a king in the Batak region, or Samosir Island, whose name was Raja Rahat. Raja Rahat has a son, the only son. His name is Simangali, a pious and obedient child who has the skill of manotor, or Batak dancing. However, when he was growing up, he was ordered by Raja Rahat or his father to go to war with the aim of expanding Raja Rahat's territory or kingdom area. However, in this war, Simangali died or was killed in the battle. And his body wasn't found. Hearing this news, Raja Rahat felt sad. Yes, very great to lose his only son who should have given him the next generation. For the Batak people, having a son is important to continue the next generation of the family or clan line. Finding out that his only son is dead, Raja Rahat felt ill and almost lost his memory because he kept thinking about his only son who was gone. Various ways were done to cure the king, including summoning powerful shamans in the Batak region. However, none of the shamans were able to treat Raja Rahat's illness. However, one day, one of the residents had a dream. He dreamed that if the king wants to be healed, try to make a statue that looks like Raja Rahat's son. They tried to make a statue, and after the statue was finished, the statue was presented before the king. Raja Rahat saw the statue, then he summoned a powerful shaman, who was able to heal or summon the spirit of Simangali. The shaman then did a ritual. The shaman summoned the spirit. The spirit was attached to the body of the statue that had been provided. The statue was ordered to dance and move. At the beginning, Sigali Gali could move or dance mystically, or at the behest of the shaman. But now, Sigali Gali is moved with the help of a puppeteer. Sigali Gali comes from the word gali, which in Toba Batak language means graceful. In order to stand upright, Sigali Gali is placed on a rectangular wooden pad. This wooden pad functions to connect the woven ropes, which can make the wooden doll move as if it were dancing. A puppeteer will control the ropes, so that Sigali Gali can move smoothly. Like the nervous system and the body joints in humans, these ropes connect Sigali Gali's body parts, starting from the head, neck, arms, and palms. It turns out that we can still see the 90-year-old Sigali Gali statue at the performance venue in Toba, but because its condition is not good anymore, a duplicate is made. In fact, our old Sigali Gali statue is over there. The original statue is broken, so we use a duplicate of that. But this is also old. This duplicate is over 30 years old. Of the 3 Sigali Gali statues that we can see today at the Sigali Gali performance venue in Tomok, all of them wear black clothes. Does this have any meaning? Well, actually it's like this. Because Batak people are like that, so when they die, they have to be wrapped in the black Olof's traditional clothes like this. That's why Batak people used to wear clothes when they die. They wore a black suit. In memory of his son Simangali, when Raja Rahat was alive, he made a rule or decree in the kingdom that the statue had to be displayed or shown to the public, whether at cultural or traditional events accompanied by dancing or torto. This can be seen today when we visit Tomo, Samosir Island. Visitors also join the manor tour. What are their impressions of the scene, Sigali Gali, and dancing? In fact, our origins are from Samosir, the origins of our ancestors. So we come here from Nainggolan district because I am from the Nainggolan clan. We want to see this very sacred Batak culture, which is very interesting. We want to see Sigali Gali directly.
Well, we are very, very impressed, and that is the total Batak tradition. So we teach manotor to children. There is an older Indian manotor by holding Ulos traditional cloth. We were sought for women and for men. The Ulos for women and men are also different both in good and bad times. I do like Toba, especially in Tomok, is the best place to do manotor. After unseen take part in the torture dance with Sigali Gali, I feel that Batak culture is really interesting for us. First, we watched it, then we will share it with our friends. Because Batak culture is very interesting.
We are from the city of Sugulu Salam in the district of Aceh province, and we come with families. We are here for all day to see Sigali Gali, which is one of Batak cultures. Then I'm actually here to let children know that Indonesia has many cultures.
the other one.
I see she got a guy. I'm so entertained. I want to come here again.
We actually have a lot of hopes now, especially regarding Sigaligari, because this must be preserved. This is one of the mother cultures that we are still fighting to maintain from ancient times until now.
Beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Thank you.
overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia broadcast in nine language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Kisarani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital.